Mishlei Paragimel Pasuk Chavov, where the Rabbeinu Yoni is being marich in the Inyan of Yitochin. So we mentioned last week, Minyan of Yitochin is the Chanish Lo Yivtach Va'odom. Liyida Bemis Kein Biad Vosar Adom Lehitiv Lo Yilatzilu Zulosi Zulosi Im Yigzar Hashem Yizbarach. You know that it's entirely dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. What happens to a person? And no one could do anything to anybody else if HaKadosh Baruch wasn't so geyser. And very often, we mentioned last week, stories of people that they tried to do bad things to other people, and forget it, they came out as a teva to them at the end of the day. Sometimes it took 2 years, sometimes it takes 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, sometimes a person never sees it. But at the end of the day, it's everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a teva. Sometimes the person sees it, sometimes the person doesn't. Since people like stories, and when I said over the stories afterwards, two people came over to tell me two more stories. That happens to them. So no, these aren't stories from people from around here. One person told me a story as follows. He said his wife is working in a certain company. This is during Corona. And this is when the people were still doing bidud. They're still the quarantining. So their son got Corona. And they all have to be in bidud. Kitzer for what? Then it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Remember those days? 2 weeks they have to be in bidud. Kitzer, she wasn't able to go to work. The wife wasn't able to go to work. And she's missing out on money. She's missing out on whatever it is. And when she came back, what was Nizbar was that during those 2 weeks, there was a tremendous machlekes in the company. As a matter of fact, the company broke into two. I actually know people in that company, happens to be. I know people in that company. I know people that didn't come back afterwards. And this woman, had she been there at the time and she would have seen what went on, she certainly would have walked out and never come back because of the terrible machlekes that was there. She was out for 2 weeks. Beforehand, there was no machlekes. Afterwards, the thing was reconciled for the most part, and she came back and she had a job. So this terrible bidur, that who made up these silly rules in the first place? They have to be out for 14 days in America. Anyhow, it's only 5 days b'chlal, and anyhow, what are the chances that the husband, that the kid has grown and b'chulu and the. And at the end of the day, it's all Ribbono Shel'Olam's teva. They shouldn't have to go looking for a new job. They shouldn't be able to keep her. So sometimes it's nice. It's nice to be able to see it right away. We don't always see it right away. But these are just examples that allow us to appreciate that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That when it seems like it's something which is mamash against us, and fakir, this thing which was that we missed 2 weeks of work and weren't able to go in, that's what saved the job. That's not what ruined the job. That's what saved the job. So he continues. And he says, Omnam bevoi atar, when a tzara comes to a person, chas v'chalilo, midaitoi, ki akol b'yad Hashem Yisbarach, yatzol b'yad amake. Pnei levovoi muadis al Hashem Yisbarach. Hine ke inei avodim al yad adineim. What's the knee-jerk? Besson, the Chazon Ish discusses this also in Emunah B'Tochen. He says, what's a person's knee-jerk reaction when he has a tzara? What does he do? Is the first thing that he does, he runs to the doctor if it's a medical issue, or to the activists if it's some sort of other issue that he has, or the people that the Rosh Yeshiva, if he has to get into a school, into yeshiva. Where's the first place? Where's his knee-jerk reaction? The knee-jerk reaction, they say about the brisker off, that very often when he'd be talking to people, he would say, Shavuot Kivisi Hashem. Shavuot Kivisi Hashem. They said, what's the pshat? So it's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam, where with regard to Mitzvah Tefillah. Is Mitzvah Tefillah a mitzvah to say the raiso every day you have machoyev to, or is it dafke beis tzara? So, according to the Ramban, it's only dafke beis tzara. Memela, he held every time that somebody told him a tzara, there's a chiv tzvilo. So you say the shvot tzvilo Hashem. But that knee-jerk reaction of also that a person's in a tzara, the first thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu help him. That's the first thing. The shvot tzvilo Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me out of this situation. And says the Chazon Ish, that's really the person's first knee-jerk reaction is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esoi na'ay alemim yayin nevoi ezri. Ezri me'im Hashem, oiz Hashem ha'aretz. That's the first thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me out. Not that a person doesn't have to do a shtadlis, but the first thing is the akaro, that it's a message from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. It's a message from the Ribbono Shel'Olam, that's what it is. V'lo yotzim liboy lepachar hamake, hamako, v'yosef, there's no nekudus here, I saw actually, Friedlander quotes this Rabbeinu Yoino, and he says that means loyasim libo lapachar hamako. Don't pay attention to how much the mak is gonna the hit is gonna hurt. V'yosef yirur l'Hashem v'tikva techelat eilov. L'yosef oyid sheris Yisrael pleita beis Yaakov l'ishon al makehu v'nishon al Hashem kadosh Yisrael be'emes. A person should be with his face turned towards the Ribbono Shel Olam and be moisef yira to the Ribbono Shel Olam and hope to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like he said, is the hope is the chelak of the bitachon, and if the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you out of your situation, and you'll lean on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ain lanu liyishan el avinu shashamayim. Who are you going to lean on? Who are you going to rely on? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Pirush bitachon gomer b'lo yisafik ki hakol v'atzlocha b'yad ha-makeh. Don't worry about the makeh, which means the hit. Look at the makeh, the person that's hitting. Who is the one that has the stick in his hand? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The bitachon gomer is that hatzala is b'yad ha-kadosh baruch hu. Shemer palgi mayim leiv melech b'yad Hashem el kol ha-shayach b'tiyatenu. The leiv of a melech. We say leiv melech b'sarim b'yad Hashem. There is no such pasuk that says that. Really, it's a take off of this pasuk Palgi mayim leiv melech b'yad Hashem el kol ha-shayach b'tiyatenu. Leiv Melech is b'yad Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he can make it go in whichever way that he wants. Ve'nemer ki onef hashevet es marimov. The beginning of the pasuk is talking about hayispor hagarzen al achitzev boy. The person that's holding the axe kilu b'mizgoa, that he's the one that's cutting down the tree. Certainly, it's not him that's cutting down the tree. It's the person that's holding the axe that's cutting down the tree. So too, he says the same thing with onef shevet es marimov. Is it the stick that's being raised in the air by itself? No, it's the person that's picking up the stick. So too, any time that a tzar comes on a person, it's obviously a stick in the Ribbono Shel Olam's hand. And the first thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me a message. The standard situation when a person encounters something, it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants that everything should go well. So if there's something that's not going well, so obviously there's a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get something. It's not just that the tefillah is not just a way of getting out of the issue. It's a way of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, getting something that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Right? It says that. That's the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Hashmini es kolech." That when they left Mitzrayim, "Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem," says that Klal Yisrael to get out of Mitzrayim, they davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "V'yishma lekim es tzakosum," and the Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah, and he took them out of Mitzrayim, and then they got out of Mitzrayim. That's it. They were free birds. Once you're a free bird, you don't have to daven anymore. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Hashmini es kolech." It says, "Mashlam al davar dema." It says, once a woman was passing by, she was going through the forest, and she encounters a bunch of thugs, and they're about to kidnap her. Suddenly, a king passes by, and she screams out, "King, help me!" So he says, "I'll help you if you marry me." She says, "No problem." And sure enough, he helps her out, and she marries him. After she gets married, she doesn't say a word. She doesn't say a word. Just tries this, tries that, nothing doing. The kids are. He says, "Okay, how am I going to get her to?" Up until beforehand, you're screaming out and calling to me. Now we're married. You don't say a word. He lets her go by herself outside, and a bunch of thugs. He hires a bunch of thugs to come and accost her to, you know. And sure enough, as soon as they meet her, she starts screaming out, "My husband, my dear king, please help me!" He says, "Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear." That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person the sorrow for a reason. The person davens out. That's what it is. They wish daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just to get out of the tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to put the tzara there in the first place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from the tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the standard situation. I was just talking to somebody last night. They were talking about good and bad and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mechulam. And I was saying that I heard once that somebody said, where was God during the Holocaust? People asked the question, where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Holocaust? Can't be that there is a God, because where was he during the Holocaust? What type of silly question is that? Where was he? Was watching. What was going on? What does that mean? How could he let such bad things happen? He was watching. What's the problem? Something's good, something's bad. The very fact that a person is asking that question, that means that they understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is good. You understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is good, and that he wants good, and if something bad is happening, then there's a question here. There's something that's wrong. That means, and that is betzem choy katoiv lehetiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world lehetiv. That's what ke'aves benoi is. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives these surin, it's ke'aves benoi that he's me'aser. That he's doing it for a purpose. He knows, the father knows that it's going to hurt the child, and he doesn't want his child to suffer. But he does it anyhow because he knows it's for in his best interest. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, and he wants to be meitiv. If there's something that's not going 100%. That means that there is a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. That's the first thing that a person is part of Mu'adis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the message? Right? That's the story he said of Eliyahu Lapian, that he fell on the floor. Kitzer, somebody asked him, he's sitting on the floor, he's standing on the stairs. So he said, what happened? She said, I fell. She says, okay, so why don't you get up? He says, no, I'm trying to figure out why did I fall. Why did I fall? Obviously, if I fell for a reason. It wasn't stam that I am. I mean, why'd you fall? You fall because there's something on the floor and you tripped over it and you fell. What does that mean? That's interesting. Yesterday I didn't fall, and a week ago I didn't fall, and a month ago I didn't fall, and 2 years ago I didn't fall. So why did I fall today? But etzem, every time that you bang your foot, you stub your toe, there's a message from the Baruch Shalom. Can you figure it out? Very often you can't. But at least the big things that are out of the norm, things that don't usually happen, that is certainly it's a clear message from the Baruch Shalom. The first step is to turn to the Baruch Shalom. Here he says, when he quotes this, he says that tikva is kshura, is connected with yiras Hashem behechrich. It has to be invariably connected. Why is that? That when a person adds to his yiras shamayim, that automatically will give him more of ability to hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hatzalah. Why? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with the tzara. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a person a tzara, whatever the tzara might be, he wants, pay attention to me. There's something here that I'm trying to convey. The more Yiras Shamayim that a person has, the more a person is misyachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he recognizes, he says, oy vey, there's something here that I have to rectify, something that I'm doing wrong. Once a person realizes that, he has a much bigger chance of getting out of the tzara, because that's really what the tzara is for. The tzara is a wake-up call. So if you were woken up, if you get out of bed, so terrific. There's no reason that the alarm should still be going. It's to get the person out of bed. The person shouldn't be broken and he shouldn't be scared from the tzara. And even if it's close, the tzara is close. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's exact same as it was 2 days ago before he had the Torah, as now when he has the Torah. The ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get him out of his quandary, out of his situation, is the exact same. Nothing changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yechilis, but it's so much more of a Sakana now. You're right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to extract you from this difficult situation is the exact same. How many times has a person was in a situation and he never in a million years would have thought that the way that he would be extracted from the situation is that he would is the way that Ataka happened, is the way that this is the way that it's going to. I like to say the story just because it's such a unique story. I said it already here once or twice probably, but it's such a unique story that it brings out this point. My son was in a camp last year during the summer. Kids, so they had a scavenger hunt. One of the things in the scavenger hunt is all types of interesting things that they had. They were in Gula for a day, and they had a scavenger hunt. One of the things is, knock on some person's door, go inside, and make them lunch, make them supper. And take a photocopy, snapshot of making the supper. Okay? Pretty, it's officially American camp, even though there everybody speaks Hebrew. And they go into a counselor, and they knock on some Yerushalmi's door, and they come inside. Hi, and there happens to be a pot of soup on the stove. They didn't have to make anything themselves. Somebody put on an apron, held the spoon in their hand, they took a picture, and they're good to go. Gets to the lady, says, they explained, we're from an American camp, this is, we're doing part of our scavenger hunting. Can we do this? Sure, no problem. Americans have money, huh? So, it's so nice that you came here, and I'm making a chasen in a few weeks. If you could... Kids are, sure enough, the counselor pulls out 200 shekel, and everybody else, goes around, and they, kids are, she makes up 300 shekel. So, no, terrific. Did that pay for the chasen? Didn't pay for the chasen. But who would have thought in a million years that a bunch of American boys are going to be knocking on my door, coming inside, asking me for a favor, and then I'm going to get money from that? She wouldn't think in a million years, and most people probably wouldn't have asked them for money. That's not the Nekudah. The Nekudah is, in a million years, she would never have thought of this. Because this broker has all types of ways that people can get whatever it is that they need, and whatever it is, whoever it is, exactly the situation. Because Baruch Hu has the ideas are much further, much more out of the box than you could ever think.
So
a person should never be in a matzav of yirsh, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has all the ability, has the entire world at his disposal, and he can extract you from your situation without an issue. Should he so want? Says here's another thing. He says the more that a person puts his bitachon in Kodesh Baruch Hu, the greater the person becomes, which is something that a person has to realize, that every nisayon is not just let's get out of this situation and we'll pass on and we'll get back to regular life. Every nisayon is an ability for a person to become a greater person. Because when a person, the more a person focuses on the fact that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the more he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochel, he's in charge of everything. The greater the person becomes. The person, the more the Bali Moshe likes to say, that means that the person himself becomes more Meshubach. That the more you speak about, the person becomes more of a Bal Maimon. The more he speaks about it, the more a person lives it, the more the greater the person becomes. So every situation that a person is in a tzara is really an opportunity. It's really an opportunity. So somebody just told me this week, they had an interesting situation. They were telling somebody, they signed for somebody Arvis, and the person did not pay. They signed as a guarantee on somebody's loan, and the person did not pay, and now they're paying every month. So the way that it works in some of the gemachim over here in Eretz Yisrael is that when you sign, if the person doesn't have money, you're an Arav Kablan, which means they could come to you first. They could come to you, they could really come to you even beforehand, but usually they go to the first person. The person that borrowed the money, if doesn't pay back, then they go to the other people. Sure enough, it was a few $1,000, they didn't pay back. The three people that signed on are splitting up the chayv, $2,500 a person, and they're paying every month whatever it is, $100 a month, whatever it is. Kitzer, this person is really upset because the person that borrowed the money is b'chlan not even misyachis to the fact that they're paying for them. They spoke to them, you're going to pay, yeah, I'll pay you. You pay them and I'll pay you. And totally ignored it. Every month they're paying now for 2 years already, $100 a month, whatever it is, for this to pay off this guy's loan. And the guy's totally not being misyachis to them. He's so upset about it. So he's speaking to somebody, they told me they were speaking to somebody, and the person said, Chaval, you could use, instead of being upset about it, it's not the money, it's the principle. Right? Maybe also this or that. I think they're taking it off of Maaser, so Taka doesn't, fine. Maybe it doesn't bother them so much, the money. Because either way, it's a tzedakah at the end of the day. But why is there no yachas? Why didn't you approach me? Tell me, you feel bad, you'll see what you could do. Just be misyachas to it, just mention the kind. Instead, the other person said, Chaval, to be upset about it every month when you pay for it. Take the opportunity and use it. Use it for tefillah. Ribbono Shel Olam, look, I'm doing a tzedakah for somebody else. Yeah, and it hurts me. I paid for it. I tried to do something to Teva, and now I'm getting paid back for it, and I have to pay them. Chaval, use the opportunity to grow. Why? That's Basim. Every single Nisayan is an opportunity. Nais is from a Lashon Nisayan. It has the ability to raise a person up. Every Nisayan has the ability to give a person to bring a person to a higher level. Just to finish off the last thing, it says, there the pasuk is talking about by Sancheirv, just because it's an interesting story. It says by Sancheirv, don't fear Sancheirv, don't give him, don't be misyachas koyach to Sancheirv and his army. Sancheirv, if anybody went through Nach a little bit or knows the story, Sancheirv surrounded Yerushalayim with, it's a question whether or not it's 185,000 soldiers or 185,000 generals. And then each one of them had army. But a tremendous, tremendous army. Exactly he had how many people he had. Tremendous amounts of people. And there was basically no way out. The whole Yerushalayim was surrounded and there was no way out. There's nothing. They basically finished. And they wake up in the morning and the entire army is dead. The entire army is dead. They wake up, there's nothing, no way out. There was no logical way out. There's nothing that they could do. They were ready. They all said vidui before they went to sleep. He said for Chizkiyahu HaNavi. He went to sleep on his bed. He said shira, as it says. But and at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that, don't worry, they're gonna. But would they ever have thought in a million years? And that's exactly the pasuk is talking about. Sancheir. Don't fear. What do you mean don't fear? There's no way out of the situation. We're finished. We're fried duck. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu has all the possibilities. They all died. They woke up in the morning and they were all dead. Does that happen on a? Are we right for such a name? Fakulu, we're not. That's the Hemshech when he talks about Yaakov Avinu, over here, Yaakov Avinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the possibilities open in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The first knee-jerk reaction is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. do what you have to do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me realize that it's come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person realizes that, he himself becomes a better person.